recorded.
You got it.
It's anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Tanks and guns and your bomb. Bring out your black and good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. We're in the middle of a war. Balaka, there's two wars going on at the moment. The war on famine and poverty. But luckily, I'm in the shed, I'm freezing. My hands are on my bollocks, trying to keep them warm. How are you? I picked the wrong day to shave my testicles, Malaka, let me tell you that much.
Well, I'd just like to say there's a war going on in my heart. And welcome one and all to episode 245 of the hashtag show, Therapy for All.
235, mate. Remember way back in episode like 60, 62 when we were in lockdown? Remember when we became a duo, mate? We're almost 200 episodes. The show is now, there's been generations of listeners, you know, who are like, I never heard it as a three. But look at us, mate. Just fucking episode 245, my lad.
I was having a coffee the other day there, and I was telling someone that that I actually do a podcast. Let me just cut to the old bacon. Doing a spin class, Scott. Doing a spin class.
Oh, and, absolutely. Faggot.
I was the only man in the class, you know.
Such a homosexual, you know.
I love those odds. But, you know, the spin instructor came over to me and she said, boy, you're so handsome and muscly. Why are you here? I said, listen, it's just cardiovascular. And she said, listen, my brother-in-law listens to the show and he loves it.
Yeah, and he's an absolute rascal, let me tell you that. Yeah,
he's a rascal with a drink in him. So I slapped her ass and I said, jump that bike and let's go on with the class,
I have to say, my brother-in-law listens and no one in the family speaks to me anymore, so that pretty much sums you up.
It's called the black sheep. He shot two guys when he was 17. It was only a slug gun, but it killed him. And he spent 10 years in a penitentiary.
big fan of the podcast, you know, but obviously don't listen in public because it's absolute fucking diabolical.
Oh yeah, can I just say my sister's a fantastic fan of the podcast. She's actually a black sheep because she slept with my father-in-law and a stag do in Amsterdam, but she says she absolutely fucking loves the podcast.
Sucked
him off in a glory hole thing. She pressed a magic button and she could see him and his belly and when she'd come all over her face.
Like, yeah, big fan of the podcast, yeah. Especially like when you guys get deep on real subjects, you know, and when DJ Gibble drops the N-bomb unexpectedly. So yeah, big fan of the pod, yeah. Yeah,
we were all fucking disgusted with her. I mean, when she was wiping my father's cum off her face, technically her brothers and sisters she was murdering, you know?
Oh,
I mean, she had three twins hanging off her chin. She just fucking wiped it with a handkerchief and started crying. And I was like, that could have been my brother. That could have been the brother I always wanted.
You know how, Mal, when they say, like, more people have died than have lived? You know,
yeah.
I mean, technically, does that include hand jobs and, like, you know, wasted semen? Because if you're bringing those numbers in, then we'll never catch up, you know?
Well,
I've killed about 40,000, you know, potential legends today.
Oh, Christ, I've killed more than the world was put together.
I mean, they say Genghis Khan was a bad bastard, but let me tell you this. I've been knocking him.
I tell you, see, my teens, I've killed more in a day than fucking all the world combined, you know. Yeah. The Christian Crusades, crikey, you want to count my sperm count when I was a teenager? You know, that's fucking genocide.
If we're giving Adolf a bad time, man, I mean, Jesus, fuck me. 6.5 million, I can knock that out with a 10-minute preview over the weekend, you know. Genghis Khan's got nothing on me, let me tell you.
Sort the world's population. Get him, I come.
How are you, mate? I just want to check, because I was going to talk about something new, I've got a thing to talk to you about, right? But I think it's going to lead us on to possibly talking about like funerals and maybe death. I just want to ask, how are you? Just want to check in with you, man. I just want to check in with you because I'm seeing a lot of Scottish influencers on social media and they're all talking about, you know, just got to check in with your fellow brother, you know, and just fucking get in an ice bath and do all this shit. And I'm like, why all of a sudden are these fucking Scottish influencers popped up?
Yeah, you're right. You just go, ah, it's none of your fucking business. I'm all right, you fucking influencer bastard.
Fucking hairbag.
Hey, I'm all right. I'll be a bit annoyed with the things I need to do, but they're the things that everybody needs to do. But also, I feel like,
what do you mean, because, man?
See, since I laughed at Mr. Rossi's fucking anal action, like his problems with shiter.
Yep. Why are we going to, we're trying out all the Scottish accents today? Yeah.
The problems with shiter, like.
We should say for the avid listener, Mr. Ross, who's very much the third testicle.
He's a musical wheel.
The Scottish Adele. He's been telling the boys recently he's having trouble with his arse pipe. You know, he's been having problems with his fart box.
That's a technical term.
As two good friends of Mr. Ross, when he's gone through an issue, when he's generally concerned that he may have an illness because he's not in a solid shape for 3 months, we've done the right thing by completely ripping him apart.
Oh, we annihilate him.
I did quite a difficult job with myself the other day.
We treated him like a redheaded stepchild and just gave him a real fucking slap about the house.
You know, come back to us when you're dead, I think was the class comment we left him with, you know.
So, you know that way where they go, oh, don't make folk a folk with a squint, you end up with one. Well, I made fun of Ross's fucking shites. If you make fun of somebody with a wee wisp, they say, oh, you don't make fun of somebody with a lisp, or you'll get one yourself, or don't fuck, you know that way. I feel like I've slagged Ross and now I've inherited his fucking. I've not done a good fucking shite in about fucking 4 weeks.
Is this you or is this him?
This is me. I've inherited his fucking bullshit.
No, this is what I'm saying. Is this something that I'm just going to have to accept and moving into my 40s that I just don't do a good shite anymore?
Well, mate, I was clockwork all my life. Hit 51, now I'm fucking doing shites like rabbits.
I'm still clockwork like morning and evening, but since Ross is messing, now I don't know if he's put some kind of gypsy curse on.
He's put a fucking gypsy sting on us, man.
God knows what his bloodline is, but since he started all this talk, I've not done a good shite in fucking weeks.
Is it psychological? Are we overthinking it rather than just going like a fucking animal and just dropping the fucking.
You know how, like, when two women live together, they'll sync up their fucking periods, man, right?
No.
Yeah, you know how, like, here, see, like,
is that a week you don't visit the cows?
I actually, you board the house up, mate, and put two dairy milks through the letterbox. Right?
I was just going to crack open a bottle of wine, watch Friends. Oh, no!
Right, you know how, like,
smells of blood in here, a fucking bear will kick that door down and eat the trees.
Yeah, listen, man, how is it every 4 weeks as hard as a fox's in her back garden?
A fucking fox had two of her fingers all day there,
listen,
man.
You need to stop putting the fucking dirty knickers out the garden, man, because the foxes are going wild out there, man. So, you know, yeah, man, right, you know how, like,
See your towels, don't bury them in the bins outside, because the foxes are going fucking donto.
Yeah, what did you empty out last night? Just that bin at the back. Well, I tell you, a fox there fucking graffies that man springing.
And a fucking polar bear coming down the street smelling that fucking blood of yours.
So, you know, if a couple of women live together,
I didn't know that. That's mental.
They'll sync up.
They'll check this out.
Wait a minute. Their menstrual cycles will sync up.
I don't believe that.
So they can become even more powerful against men, right? And against the patriarchy, sisters. So do you think that our arseholes have synced up with Mr. Ross in a form of, like...
And sympathy.
Sympathy for him. And now we're doing pure shitey fucking period jobbies.
Your arseholes laugh. Oh, you're laughing at your pal, are you? Are you laughing at your pal? You fucking have some of that. I'm doing things that's not right, man.
Mate.
It's wee gassy farts and then like a fucking couple of Maltesers coming out my ears. Anyway, enough toilet talk. I don't believe women sink the periods, right?
They love the colour.
My best mate.
Can he not sink his periods?
My best mate, he has a beautiful wife and two beautiful daughters. And we always laugh, and I think to myself, wow, because I've got a wife and a daughter here.
Right.
And when one of them's, you know, menstruating, Scott, you know, because, you know, things get shouted at, you know, you called all sorts of names. And I feel sorry for him because he's in there with three women. So imagine if it was like 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, he's got 1 week golden time himself, or does he? I don't know. Yeah, it must be hard.
I know, they sync up. They sync up, man. They're like fucking transformers.
Well, that's the time you just go 24 hours, 7 days a week, work shift. I'll be back later, head.
I look fucking transformers, man. They all sync up to much. You're right, man. Here, get us three hot water bottles and a fucking kilo of Galaxy, you fucking bastard.
I'll be back when the bears aren't out of the bin anymore. Right, pal? Take care.
Somewhat, I mean, obviously it's two straight men talking about this, you know, some women don't have any issues. They're just like, fucking, I'm on my period, you wouldn't know. And then others are like pure, like vampires, mate, climbing the wall.
No, I think every woman who's on a period is going through the cycles. It's just some deal with it differently. And then it's just a matter of time before they fucking take heed off. I mean, imagine you, in your relationship, everything's still fucking rosy. Everything's great. He's all like, yeah, isn't life great? We're just a perfect couple. I mean, I wish I had met you since after high school because we're just soulmates. The honeymoon is still the life. Everything's cool.
The jealousies are ripping at you, mate.
Mate, it's no right. But I'll tell you why it's no right. Because I like it. My wife is up here. He's right. She's fucking shouting to me in Italian, right? I love that, Scott. That's true love, my man. You're fucking useless. Come on. I'm a real man. I don't care about it. He's like, shut it. I fucking hate this country. I hate you. And you've tied me to this fucking land I don't want to be in. Is that kinky talk or what?
That's the reason why you never learned Italian, you never learned the lingo. So when she's screaming at you at the top of her lungs, you're like, that's it, who's the daddy?
Gibbo, my man. I was like, bonjour, hen, bonjour, bonjour.
Slow down, I'm
come
21.
And tap it too. Don't keep talking so dirty, I'll come really fast.
Aye, stop it, man. I've not got any clean t-shirts left, back it in with all that fucking shouting at me in Italian.
I was telling her we were talking about dirty talk on the podcast. She just fucking looked at us as if I'd what you've been saying. And I told her about the first time I experienced dirty talk, and it was the last that said, I know what you're saying, I'm going to smash your windies.
Yep, amazing.
She went, what's funny about that? And I went, it's no. There's no dirty talk.
Look, Maria, right? The thing is, it's just before your time, right? Don't start that carry on now. Come on then.
I know, don't be jealous, hen.
I don't know if my missus is...
But that got the side of your cheek and go, oh, I've got a fucking... Talk to me like Marlon Brando. That's not going to dirty talk.
You come to me the day my daughter's wedding, funeral.
My man, I can pay soon.
You come to me the day of my daughter's wedding and you're like, here, pal, go, fucking, that was 40 quid.
But it's gone far, right? I blasted my wages on the fucking GGs, my man. Right, I can't get back up the road to her. Can you sort this out with fucking a score, my man?
Godfather, here's the deal, right? Straight up, no fucking lying to you, my man. My tick building Franco's chippies, £800, gonna square up for us.
I like Franco's Godfather, what can I say?
Mate, I haven't had a chip in a while. Much as a fish supper these days.
You tell me you were in a chippy not long ago and the woman fucked you about with the change.
Woman fucked me about with the change?
Aye. She couldn't even fucking ring it up. She charged you, overcharged you. You're like, well, just give me this a bit of and then just blow her mind some basic arithmetic.
I didn't get a fish supper though that night.
I've not had a fish supper for a while. A breaded fish supper. Tway pickles, sir.
No, okay.
Red sauce.
No.
Boy, I'm in Edinburgh. I mean, not a boy in Edinburgh, and he's fucking since the 90s gave me a hard time about how I don't like salt and sauce through there.
Salt sauce is brilliant, man.
You've not had the fucking real deal.
Salt sauce is salt sauce is the only thing that Edinburgh has over the rest of Scotland. It's the only thing.
Is it only in Edinburgh, or is it a full East Coast thing? I think it's only Edinburgh.
It's only Edinburgh. Aye. It's only Edinburgh.
They're fucking mental, eh? Salt and sauce, and that.
You want salt and sauce?
Yes, yes, I do.
You want some salt and sauce in your heroin?
Right. Can I?
Right,
can
what's you got? Are we going on deep?
No, we're not going to get deep. I'm just saying we may go down the avenue of depth. But you might
let
just wait.
Let me take you down the corridors of my life.
Are you ready?
Let me take you by the hand. Let me feel your tight butt cheeks in that corridor of my life. There's a cul-de-sac that we can visit. That was just a jingle for
you. That was beautiful, man. Now take off your trousers and leave on your socks. Climb on my bed and show me your cock. It's time we made love like pirates at sea. Take out my penis and suck it for me.
I love the way you run with your trousers at your knees.
Running through the hayfield with my dungarees and my legs.
We were outside fucking and the police came to bear. You ran through the hayfields with your jeans at your knees. They cried out loud, is that a man or a penguin? But no, it was my lover from the glen.
You looked up to me in the moonlight and you said, this reminds me of a Shakespeare sonnet. Just before I pulled out my cock and spunked all over the bonnet, we're fucking at the back of the Chinese chip shop now, and I'm gonna take a shite on your face, you fucking cow.
Remember that night you broke your tooth when you went to fuck me hard. Your belt tied round your ankles tripped you up and you fell on the bed and you broke your tooth. That was the end of the fucking...
Every time we have a fight, you remind me that your boyfriend has got a bigger cock than me, but I don't care, you cunt. Right, here we go. So this is the first topic of episode 245. I saw this and I instantly thought, hey, conversation topic. And the post is this, malarkey. Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
Or is that Morgan Freeman? Wears earrings. That's earrings.
That's right, aye. Horrible, man.
That are worth enough money to pay for a coffin in case he dies in a strange place.
Wow.
Now,
automatically I'm sniffing bullshit out of that one.
Well, let me say this to you, right? Because you'll know that Morgan Freeman is an old black man. And
no way.
I did a bit of research on that, Mal. So I can't confirm, first of all, he is indeed an old black man. Second of all, apparently this is an old...
black man thing.
it's an old thing from the naval officers.
I'm a multi-millionaire. Get me a set of good earrings. You never know where I'm at now.
No, listen, old like people in the Navy or people in like boats, fishermen,
right,
if you
pirates.
They would have pieces of jewellery on them that would be the equivalent cost, if sold, to either bury them or transport their body home so they could be buried if they were either lost at sea or something happened to them. So what I'm saying is, Morgan Freeman, when he was young, right, it was like, somebody's like to him, see if you get a bit of dough, man, put it in your ears.
And see that fucking lethal weapon for, man, didn't they do too well, so get yourself like a right good couple of pair of earrings, right, because they're making lethal weapon 5. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean Morgan Freeman wasn't a lethal weapon? He was in the Matrix. Was he in Apocalypse Now? What film was he in?
I loved Morgan Freeman in The Last King of Scotland, by the way. That's why I'm
he was fucking
drunk.
See, he's got that mad eye. He just put that mad eye on.
Do you know what? See, one of the best Morgan Freeman films, right? Was Shaft. One of the best Morgan Freeman films ever, man.
He was quality in that.
Snakes on a Plane, man. One of the best Morgan Freeman
amazing
films ever. How much money would you pay for?
I think the best fucking Morgan Freeman film he's ever done, man, is Equalizer.
It's a training day.
Training day with an air belter. I liked that.
I liked him in Django Unchained as well.
Aye, he was brawn, that man, he was. I like the way he can just morph into, like, you know, like characters and, you know, like, mind that film.
Know what else he was really good in?
That was a belter.
My Left Foot.
Oh, he was, oh, mate, like, he was brilliant in that. When he had the fucking, when he was like an Indian in the forest. Aye, and he was, he's like a wooden wheelchair.
See,
was he like an Indian or was he just like a retard?
See, aye, why are you on spastic Indians?
He was a Momok.
See Morgan Freeman, mate, in Dances with Wolves.
Oh,
with
mate.
That performance, aye, by
Oscar worthy. Did he play the horse?
Chief? Yeah, he played fucking big Chief Cast Iron.
I thought, no, he played a fucking Indian teepee in that film. He was amazing, no, he was it, man.
Chief, he was Chief Midnight.
All right, Chief Bam Bam Power. Chief Frozen Tea. He was magic, man.
Tell you my favourite Morgan Freeman film, right? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, mate, quality.
When he played the dolphin. That's what it sounded like, you know.
See that bit when Morgan Freeman came out of the rhinoceros' ass? That was pure fucking quality viewing.
How much do you think it would cost? How much would it cost to bury you now? Much an average funeral? $10,000?
I don't know, man. That's some air cunt's problem, my man.
Are you not going to leave anything for you to bury you?
No. Well,
but if you don't leave something to bury you, then you're at the mercy of your family. And think about this, Mal.
I don't want buried. I just want burnt up and fucking.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to get
every cunt snorting my ashes and all that, man. Just fucking yes, man.
Have you thought about what you want to happen?
I'd like, so Maria's family's actually got a, what's the word for it? It's not a tomb. It's like the fucking thing you walk in and all the coffins are on the thing.
A shop.
Where our family and that go. And I don't really like the idea.
Mate, you can't be in Italy. You need to be in the Three Tunes.
I know. I think at the moment, for the last wee while, I've been wanting to be burnt to a fucking crisp, my man. And just scattered somewhere.
I don't think we'll be able to get buried when we die. I don't think burials will be a space. Thing anymore. I don't think it'll be a thing.
Bizarrely, what you're... No, you went get buried in the Three Tunes.
Well,
there is a cemetery in Stevenson that I used to frequent as a child.
I bet you
and did. If you think of the folk... So I'm 50, right? So I've been kicking about that. I mean, I used to play in the cemetery and fucking play Heady Fitba and Dead Man's Fall and stuff like that because the grass was soft there.
Dead Man's Fall? What the fuck is that?
You're stunning the gravy wall, right? And some your pal would be stunning in the grass and they go, what you want? And you go, a bazooka. And then they pretend to fire a bazooka at you and you jump off the walls if you've been hit by a bazooka or a grenade or a dagger. And then whoever was the best Dead Man's Fall,
right,
was the guy who then launched the weapons at the next. Anyway, there's still plots in the Stevenson graveyard. And you're thinking, surely in my 50 years on this planet, there's been, I don't know, thousands of people that have probably died for Stevenson.
Aye, but
and I wonder, would you just chap down and go, much as a plot here?
I think you need to buy
a... there's a deal cash. What?
I think you need to buy is it a lair, they call it? I think you need to buy that and you can get three bodies in it now. I think you used to be able to get five in it, but now you can only get three in it. But then you get two cunts stacked up and tap you, man.
Aye, man, I'm claustrophobic, I know, man. But like, you get fucking off me, man. You're boofing. I don't know, man. I'd like to be cremated and then you go scatter the ashes, but then I know Maria would be probably fucking too upset to scatter my ashes anywhere. And they'd stay in the house and then I don't like the feeling of, there's your dad's ashes there, my man. I don't like that. I'd rather be...
Somebody knocks you over at a house party and you're inside the fucking Dyson for the rest of your days.
I had to fucking haunt them. I don't know. It's one of the ones where selfishly it's somebody else's problem.
Here's a question for you, right? You die, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go up to the pearly gates.
Yep.
Right? there isn't a god, but there is like a, a fat controller, right? A conductor, an entity, a being, a fucking vibe. It's all about the vibe, man, right? A vibe that's like, you just know it's the universe, right?
Yes.
And they say to you, here's the deal, right? You've got two options before you go off into the fucking
great
next step of being, right? Where your consciousness will leave you and you'll become a new consciousness, right? So you're not going to take, any of your memories with you.
Right.
You're going to move on to become a new consciousness in the cosmos, right?
Right.
But you've got two options.
Right.
Option one is you can go back to your old realm as a ghost.
And Billy's special prize.
And hunt cunts for a year. For a year, right?
Right.
Or you can go back and relive one day of your life at any point in your timeline alive. What would forever? You do? No, not forever. Just one. So you can go back and relive one day, a day of your choosing, or you can hunt, be a ghost for a year before you move into the new fucking cosmos.
Be a ghost for a year, man, because that's got a whole new fucking level of madness to it. I couldn't pick a day to go back and visit.
Surely you'd say a wedding day.
Well, I was going to say that, and then you'd laugh, and then I thought to myself, would I go and do that again? I'd actually go back to my wedding day again, and I'd fix things. I'd be like a film.
I'd go back to that time fucking Albert scored the fucking freak.
Aye, man. I'd get back to that time, right, and I'd go in the dressing room and be like, team talk, be like, look, boys, here's the deal here. I'm losing 20 grand on my shares if you don't fucking win this. Date for wee Mal.
I'd go back to that time when Gazza was playing the flute behind the goalman, and I'm like, oh, what a day, man.
Aye, man. I'd go back to when Ally McCoy's pumped one of my exes, and I knew it, the way he went, like, all right. And I went, do you know him? And I was like, fuck, see, that's Ally McCoy. And she went, all right. And I went, yeah, are you been shagging Ally McCoy? She's like, don't be so stupid. And I was like, who was it then? Was it Gazza? Did they all date to you? You get pictures of them? Did you get an autograph? Who are they playing Saturday?
Yeah, you're an animal.
You did, didn't you? You dirty cow. What do you mean you don't know who it is?
I'd lost you there for a moment.
I was back arguing.
What is happening here?
No, I'm laughing because that actually happened once. I was sitting in my motor.
Right.
When...
Oh, here we go. No, I love it when you relive memories as if you've just been shown it for the first time.
Aye, there's nothing to it. And fucking Ally McCoy's cut across, like, was parked, and he cut across in front of my motor. And I was like, it's fucking, this is like fucking what, early 90s? And I was like, it's fucking Ally McCoy's. And he just totally blanked me, and we went like, no, it's just fucking Alan, you're my shagger, isn't he? And he was just totally blanked me because I was just fucking staring at him, and he's went like to the bird that was real like, Scott, look. Like, no, we goal scorer, yeah. Really fucking greedy bastard it is.
You go bit winner.
And I was a wee bit jealous because I didn't even get a fucking nod. The nod was totally to the bird.
But why did you think you would get a nod?
Because I don't know. You say hello to two. If I see a guy in his bird in the bathroom like that, there's more clay. That's that guy who was on top of the water 2 years ago. I don't go like that to the bird. All right, though. I go like that to the pedum. Hey, guys. But Ally McCoy's fucking straight into the bird. All right. And I was like, you fucking never even say hello to me. Yeah. Are you riding him?
Do you know how many shares I've got in this fucking sinking ship?
Didn't have my shares then. I bought my shares after that because I was got to buy the team, right, and I was got to sack Coyste. Like, ha, that's what you get for pumping my bird. And he's like, who's that? And I was like, what do you mean? You just said all right to her and you never said all right to me. So I thought that you actually pumped her. He went, no, mate, I was just saying all right to your bird because I don't say all right to you guys because I'm not gay. And I'm like, but you're Ally McCoy. You're one of the fat boys I looked up to when I was a boy until Loudrup came. And then I didn't care about anybody else because he was my favourite player. And then he was like, well, no, I don't even know who you are or your bird. And it was on your mind and you were insecure at the time and there was too much drugs going on and you didn't know your arse for your elbow. And I was like, all right, Ali McCoy, sorry about that, pal. You're no sack for the team. Let's go for 10 in a row.
Great. That is a great motivational speech.
Right, sorry, mate. Sorry. I'm reliving the moments of my life, my insecurities. And it's funny, I'm dealing with a lot of folk now who are definitely get problems with cocaine. And paranoia is ripping at them left, right and centre.
Right. Well, because they're coming off the gear.
Oh, no, they're not even off it. They've just been on it non-stop. And then things they say and things that they do, you know it's the cocaine paranoia. And it's a wee bit sad because you can't tell somebody, but fucking calm down, man, you're taking far too much. They've got to dig themselves their hole and hopefully hit rock bottom before they can bounce back up. But it's fucking horrible to witness. Don't know if you've ever been around folk who blatantly get problems with it.
I mean, saying that, your favourite night, one of your favourite nights was the night when I was on coke.
Oh, mate, that was fucking gold. That's if I was at a Pearly Gates, I mean, yes, there is one night that I would like to live. I will give up haunting somebody for a year. Just take me back to that backstage. In fact, I would have relived it and I would have come back to Gary's with you just to hear
awful, man.
The bullshit that must have been coming out of everybody's mouth was incredible.
I tell you, that's how fucking awful that night was. I sobered up uber quick, even though I was still at my fucking dial. When he gets some mad fucking bird back, I still think that was...
But that is cocaine in a nutshell. He's just wearing a sun. Right, boys, party's overseas later, I've got a bird.
I still think that was something dodgy, but... Anyway, right, here's one.
That was genius, now, man. Some of the part of that night, I wish we had fucking recorded that podcast.
That was the Scottish Adele part. Scottish Adele, aye? That was when Scottish Adele...
That's where it was born. And I've actually got it in video. That's how good it is.
So when I saw this, right, I saw this news story and I actually thought of you because I thought, this is something I can see you doing in your old years.
Uh-huh.
I can see this almost becoming a hobby for you in your late 60s. You know how you're like, right, I need to get something to keep me kind of active and keep me going and, you know,
keep... Do you know what, music will always be my hobby because it's like, though it's kind of work, it's something that even if it wasn't work, it would be my hobby and I don't see me stopping.
No, but what I mean by that is, I mean, like, because you can't, music, you making music can't really be, it's no help. You're just sitting at a desk. I mean, this could be something that would...
Oh, out and about, kind of thing.
It'll get you out. It'll get you meeting people. And,
don't say gardening, man, because I hate gardening.
No, let me just read the headline. Man arrested. Now, listen, remember that this is what I think you could be doing in your old age, right?
I could be the man arrested.
Man, no, I think you'll get away with it. I don't think you'll get arrested. But man arrested after faking heart attack in 20 restaurants to avoid paying the bill. I think that's something you could fully get behind. I could see you, a wee old Scottish guy, fucking saying, get my angina tablets, and then next minute you're fucking off and you've not paid for a single meal, and mate, you're claiming, but I haven't paid for a dinner since I was 62.
That is brilliant, right? But the only thing that would stop me from doing that is because I've laughed at Mr. Rossby's bill problems and now I've inherited them. So I wouldn't like to fake a heart attack in case it happened in real life.
But in saying that, you're going to get free dinners with it, so I think you'd
take
the
risk. Well, that's the thing. But even just, I mean, but could you imagine that? There would probably be some fucking millennial still trying to get the fucking key card machine to you to get you to swipe it while you're going, phone the police, phone the ambulance. Just put your phone next to this.
Mate, do you know, something happened to me probably within the last year. I can't remember when it was. Definitely this year. So the bill had came over and I had said, oh, it's going to be a card, and like held my card like that. And then it was kind of, my arm was kind of crossed, right? So like, if you imagine that, I don't know who I was talking to. It might even be my mate Scott. I was sitting like, I don't know if you can see the camera, so like, I've got my card like this, as my arms crossed, right? And I'm just sitting like, just chatting away to him. And the person came up and just pushed the fucking card reader against my card. And then went like that, contactless, okay, and it's going through. And I was like, what? And I'm like, do you need a copy of the receipt? And then I'm just looking at him going, what the fuck's just happened?
You were, you, the money was taken for you without your acknowledgement or your fucking...
Like, I don't know, you just, they pass you the hanger. But just the fact for them just to push it against my card, I was like...
Aye. That's a bit weird. And then remember when that first came out, there were people going riding on the trains and stuff, just trying to kind of stun near somebody to...
Aye. Well, mate, that's real. That's real. Like, people just tapping it against, like, your bag or your pocket and things like that. Like, take fucking, like, 10 quid off you. It's brutal, man.
I've got one of the contactless things. It's called SumUp.
Uh-huh, yep.
And you can do the contactless payments with it.
I think that...
Basically, you probably could walk about and just, if you were bold as bash, you could go near somebody's pockets and just... I don't know how you would do it, but...
That's
how they'd make magnet fucking wallets and all that now, isn't it?
I think if you went out for your lunch, right, on your own, say you go out for a wee brunch date, right, and you fake, maybe not a heart attack, right, if you're too worried about that manifesting, if you want, but you fake an injury or an illness and you get away with it, I think you would go, I'm going to fucking do that again. Maybe not every single time, but I think you would chance
it. You definitely would, because there's the old saying as well, if you're in a relationship and if you cheat once, you're not going to stop. And it's that.
I mean, I don't know how it's a bit of a long step for going for cheating your bird.
You do it once. That's what I mean, but you do it once, you don't get caught, you're going to do it again. But I'd say
cheating your missus is worse than stealing a dinner.
Oh, 100%, because it's kosher meal and a dinner. But I think there's something. I'm attracted to recklessness. I think there's something brilliant about it. I think there's something, I was going to say romantic, but that's maybe the wrong word. I love people who are...
It's the boldness.
Who would fake a heart attack to get one of who
it's
would
it's the fucking boldness, man.
Aye, the boldness. Who fucking eat what they want, drink what they want, smoke what they want, say what they want, who don't care about anybody else, but what you get from them is raw. It's them. There's no filters.
No, and they're the ones who think they've got like a heart of gold. Like, I'm not hurting anybody, son. I'm just stealing her as a free dinner and no mind.
I'm taking it for the man. Wait a minute, who's the man? It's a small business.
Aye, but the other man.
That's the other man.
World War II, man. I don't know.
I like that recklessness. You know, like, you know how there's something fucking amazing about...
Can you remember a time when you've...
Almost, you know, that's maybe a bad analogy, but...
Can you remember a time when you've stole a dinner or you've got a dinner for free? I can tell you a couple of times. I'll give you two examples. One, when we were young, we went to a Pizza Hut in Glasgow, maybe late teens, early 20s, and we sat for ages waiting to pay the bill, and nobody came over. And then one by one, we kind of walked to the bathroom and started to walk out the shop, and leaving just me and my mate behind. And I went and stood at the till, and nobody came over to, like, say... So they just obviously must have...
Or somebody's
pressed the wrong button or put it through in the wrong order. We paid it and we walked out. And then, see, as soon as we got the corner, we fucking bought it like fuck as if... No.
Aye, is that still chasing you down the street?
You're talking three pieces, right? But still at that point. And then the other time when it's happened to me, again, a few years back now, but have you ever had it where you've gone to a McDonald's drive-thru and they just hand you a bag of food? And it's like, this is the reward. And it's like, fucking four meals, burgers, and you just keep eating your stuff, and you go, yep, thanks so much. And then you just fucking... I've only ever had that once.
I've had that once. They gave me the Rand bag. Mate. We went, and we ate something out of it. It was in a motor full of thing. I think it was with the Wains. And they were eating it. And then I was like, where's my thing? I never ordered that. Who ordered this? Never ordered that. And we got that and my original order. So that was quite a bit of a feast. You feel like a winner. But I told you the story when we were in Japan and we fucking never paid the... we never paid the mini bill, basically. And the police was there at the fucking... going on the plane. The hotel manager with the card machine and two police.
No, because and, you never paid the mini bill.
Aye. And we had to fucking actually pay it to board the plane. I've never seen anything like my life. And it was the guy for the fucking hotel.
Mate, that's wild, man. That's wild.
That's how fucking crazy they are over there, man.
I've got a friend who's in Tokyo the now, and dude, it looks fucking wild, man. She's saying
would love to visit, man. You need to go and see it. I'd love to go back.
But she's saying it's like Uber hyper. That sounds like a fucking dance drive, right? Uber hyper. She says
to dance.
You turn a corner, and it looks like something out of Tron or something out of fucking. What's that Harrison Ford one? Fucking
Blade Runner,
right? And then she's saying, but everything, a lot of the places are like really, really sexual and like sexualized. I was like, keep talking. Seems like she's going to a corner shop and they're like selling fucking sex toys, and there's like, you're in a place where but it's all displayed like as if it's, you want half a pint of milk and a fucking dildo? There you go, hen. Like, she's it's just weird, but the mad chaps are like that, man. They're no right, man.
I saw the packaging and everything.
Pretending they're wee fucking wains and all that, man, creeps me right out. Creeps me out, man.
95 or 96. And even then, they had the fucking wristwatches with like video. You could talk to people, like FaceTime them. And I remember going, that's fucking bullshit. And then fucking we can do that now, like that Apple iWatch and stuff. But that shit was going on earlier in 96.
I'm sure, were they not the first ones to have like the, like you could get a signal on the subway that they ran like internet cables, not doing underground, so that you could always get a signal on your phone?
Probably. I mean, even...
It's because their internet's pure super fast, mate. It's because Hiroshima, that's how they rebuilt it up your dynamite. No, do you know what Scotland needs, Mal? An atomic bomb, mate. We need to say...
I thought you were going to say more Japs.
Well, it wouldn't fucking go far wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what Dundee needs. Dundee needs a 4,500 Japs, man, and a Hiroshima bomb.
It's like pulling up to the harbour like a fucking invasion. I'll tell you this now, bro, right?
I'll tell you this.
The Japanese underground system.
Yep.
I don't know, right? I'm paraphrasing, right? But I've seen a couple of TikTok videos, right? And it's like basically mushrooms. And the Japs went like that, right? There's all the cities marked out, right, with bits of fid. And then they put the mushroom fungi in it. And the fungi actually designed their underground system as the most effective way to get from A to B all right around the city.
What are you talking about?
See, right. I'm telling you this now, right?
You're being serious, and you're
I'm being serious. Fungi designed there. Some genius.
What are you talking about?
So, like, if you look at a city, like a grid, right? What they did was they put like food points where the main subway stations are, and they let the fungi find the right way to the food, and it actually,
inspired the engineers. You're fucking full of shit.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Yeah, just tell us all that story again when you asked the fucking head of EMI for salt. Just tell us that story. Just tell us that when you were at the peak of your career and you blew it with casual racism. Tell us that story. That's the real Scottish fucking dancing story right here. They boys were on top of the world. What happened to them?
Oh, they were sat in the world in Japan, man. No follow.
Casual racism.
No, that was brilliant, man. The fucking... The record label, the promotions company, the TV channel, the fucking everything was on this big, massive skyscraper, and at the top of it was the fucking one of the vibe-based restaurants ever. The cunts chopping the shit out on front of you and all that. Everything sitting there, like, that's fucking brilliant. And the fucking main fucking big hoo-ha came out to us just to get the big welcome party. And it wasn't even me, it was my mate Roger.
Mate, I still think about everything again, right? Because we've all done stuff like put our foot in it. But I still think that's terrible that nobody at the fucking table went, Mr. Fucking Arigato. Like, all right, cunt. Oh, forget about the salt.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Need to fucking introduce him.
Yeah,
no, he just walks in. Maybe he was thinking, it's maybe about ego and him. Maybe he's thinking, I'm the big fucking cheese here. They know who I am. And he just walked up to the table. And Roger's like, oh, chugging doing this fucking food. He's like, ah, oh, mega mate, any salt? And the guys.
Mate, even, I've heard it so many times, and I still got a pain in my chest.
It's a toe curler. And he just fucking retreated, went back, and it was the fucking guy, he was the A&R guy who was looking after us and translating. He was fucking shitting himself. And he's like, that's Mr. fucking, I don't know what his name was, Tommy Lee or something like that, or fucking, I don't know. And he was like, that's the fucking, the guy who owns all this.
Mate, that's fucking wild, man. It's absolutely fucking wild.
End of our career. And I'll tell you another mad thing about the fucking Japs, my man, right? When we signed the record label, it was called Avex. We signed. Right. Do you know they sat us doing it and interviewed us? It must have been for about 2 hours to make sure that we were the guys writing the music, asking us all about technology, the drum machines, real technical questions. And I was loving it. The two of us were loving it because, you know, you talk about that shit all day. And the reason they had done that is they'd signed too many acts who were just put together, and they wanted the writers. They wanted the actual fucking music makers. So that was their way of whittling.
Yeah, my man, I'm the hit maker. Heartbreaker. Aye, man.
I'm not going to bullshit these boys, right? But I'm using all that Jap technology in my fucking music, my man.
Listen, you ever heard of the Barra's indoor market? Well, I get all this knockoff shit you boys fucking for the bag of the shit, my man.
See all the drum machines you made in the 80s and they were fucking shite, my man. I got them for 150 quid and made a fucking couple of shit toppers, my man.
Listen, any of you cunts ever heard of an Atari 54? 64? Well, Paperboy on cassette tape. That's what I play when I'm knocking at the fucking beats, my man.
Yeah, bro, there's a thing for you. There's a thing you don't see you very often. A fucking Japanese guy smoking a cigar. Prove me wrong. When have you ever seen a Japanese guy smoke a cigar?
Mate, all the time, man. They love it.
No, we fags. They smoke wee fags.
No, what else you've not seen?
Hey, blue eyes. I fucking kill you, blue eyes.
A Jap with ginger hair, mate.
I've never seen. A cock is wee's Mr. Chow's. It looked like a fucking wok with an afro.
No, a little like a fucking walnut whip. How does, like, you must see if your knob is that small where it's like inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
He must be embarrassed.
He's no, he's flaunting it to the world, man. He's a monkey and a guy lick it. The Hangover 3, the wee monkey licks it.
No.
And I bet you there's not even any, like, was he stunts or that? That was his real cock.
Oh, aye. That's how Jackson.
Chow's fucking mental.
That's how Jackson get bubbles taken off him.
Hey, bubbles.
Mate, I heard a thing about Michael Jackson the other day. Apparently, he was chemically castrated when he was a child by his parents so that his voice could stay the same.
There you go, my man. See, back 2010, a team of researchers from Japan and the UK fed a slime mold of nutrients arranged to imitate the nodes of Tokyo's subway system. The resulting network was strikingly similar to the real-life ring and sparked an emergence of what is now known as biological-inspired adaptive network design. Right? Eat my fucking pie, my man.
You're full of nonsense, mate. I'm not believing for a minute that the Japanese are putting fucking mushrooms in it to tell you where they fucking drill a hole.
No, the fungi are helping the design things because I genuinely believe, see, look, fungi.
Uh-huh.
They are the planet and we are just guests on their fucking planet.
What are you talking about?
Mate, fungi, my man.
Have you not had your dinner or something? You fucking running on empty.
No, fungi. The properties of fungi.
Every time you say fun guy, I think you mean like somebody who's like a fun guy. I don't mean bushes.
Oh, mate, what about fucking old Chandler Bing dying and Friends?
I know, mate. I know.
Fucking conspiracy theories popping up already?
How about the conspiracy theories?
first of all, if MD's been living under a rock, I'm sure everybody knows the actor who played Chandler Bing in Friends was
Matthew
found
Perry.
Matthew Perry was found dead in his swimming pool.
Yes.
And obviously it's well documented he battled drinking drugs
mm-hmm.
for a good part of his adult life in it. So he was drowned in his pool. So everybody's analysing his recent posts on social media, and it was him saying, "I am Matman." Right? There's all these Batman references.
Well, he was a massive Batman fan, like a huge, huge Batman fan.
Right, like, never knew like that. And that like, sums
like,
it all up.
He had a room in his house dedicated to Batman stuff. Like, he was absolutely obsessed by
it. You're geeks loving it.
Oh, like, mate, like, and to the point where apparently he had one of the original suits from the movie. Like,
wow.
See, when you are, when you've got so much money and you're a geek
and you
one,
can buy that shit, aye.
Because there was a post went up where he did an interview for one of his like Esquire magazines or something like that, and he's got like Batman pajamas, he's got his wallet, it's got Batman on, like, he's just like Batman is his thing, Batman crazy. But one of the things that I did see was he was doing an interview with Ellen or something, and or somebody asked him, say it was Ellen or somebody else, but somebody asked him like, how would we, I think the conversation was along the lines of like, because people who have an addiction but function, like I certainly knew, so I worked with somebody who was an alcoholic, but he was a functioning alcoholic. Like you had to look really hard to see the times when he was bad. And there are people who will be drug addicts or alcoholics or gambling addicts or you know, they'll have an addiction which is completely crippling their life, but they hide it so well that you would never know. And she asked him, how will we know if you're in trouble again, or how will we know if you're struggling again with like your drink or your drugs or whatever? And I think he said, if I ever say I'm totally fine, or if I ever post up saying that I'm fine, and one of his posts was based along the lines going, I'm completely fine, or something along those lines, as if like this is another sign that there was something wrong. But then sometimes people just don't want to accept. Everything has to have an answer. Do you mean everybody has to have a clear answer, especially when somebody dies? They don't want to accept it. It was a. But then again,
they're examining all his Batman posts, saying he's trying to tell us something and everything. But again, I get it if he's a massive fan. But he also said, which I thought was nice, and he's like, "I'm going to die, and I'm going to." Somebody said like in an interview, "How do you what?" Hold on.
Oh.
Take it over. I've looked to his suit.
Well, my luckily there seems to have ran off. So welcome to the Gibble section of the show here. It's good to have you with us tonight as you listen to the podcast. My luckily there, locking out his family, wife, son and daughter in the freezing cold, letting them know what life would be like if he wasn't providing for them. And my luckily is now back. I believe family are back in the house now.
See, yeah, I'd locked him out of the house, guys, and it was absolutely freezing out there. They couldn't wait any longer. Trapped in my window.
Well, fuck them, is what I've got to say. You know, let them stay inside and let them understand that the heat you provide, Mal, is something that they should be thankful for. You know,
yeah, there's a thing you mentioned heat again. I'm thinking I better switch that fucking heater off my room. Go back to the Matthew Perry thing. So an interview was going, and I'm saying, how would you like to be remembered? And obviously he's dead now, so it's a wee bit more poignant when you say that. He goes, I know I'm always going to be remembered from being Chandler Bing for Friends. It's going to be Friends, overshadowed everything I've ever done, and I'm proud of that body of work. He goes, but what I want to be known for is the help that I have done for other addicts. He goes, I will happily stop and help any other addict any other time that I can. I've done... And he goes, and I would love to be remembered for that, but sadly, I know I won't.
He said that someone asked him what he would like to remember for, and he says, people will remember me for my character and Friends, but I'd like to be remembered that if a man came up to me in the street and says, I can't stop drinking, I would know how to get him to stop drinking. Which is an incredibly powerful thing. I mean, you know, touch wood and fucking pray to Allah or whoever you fucking pray to, I hope that no one listening to this ever has to deal with any kind of addiction, either yourself, a close family member, a loved one. I hope no one ever has to experience that.
But obviously, loads of folk will, and mate, are,
people
and
who
have
are going
will.
Through to be to have an addiction of any kind, it must be completely fucking debilitating. And then even to the point where this is how sometimes I'll get a bit annoyed when people go, he's a recovering alcoholic of 30 years. He's not a drink 30 years. He's fucking fine. Like, you've no, then take comfort in the fact that you have no idea what it must be like for that person to go through that.
No, but that's, I mean, not saying he's not had a drink for 30 years, Scott. That's saying he's probably been on and off the wagon for.
No, what I mean is, mate, see how when somebody goes, no, you hear people say, I'm a recovering alcoholic, I've been clean for 30 years, and then you'll always get an arsehole going, well, you've recovered then if you've not drank 30 years. What I mean is, those people will never understand what that's like to go through that addiction. Like, they'll never understand when people say things like, just have one drink. No, they don't understand that if you have one drink, you're fucked. Their whole life will fall apart. And how hard it's been for them to get to that point where they're not having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Of a drink. Especially being Scottish, man. How many people have we known that are half a drink? They're like, something wrong with you, cunt. And you're like, well, something was wrong with me, aye. My whole life was fucking around the booze.
Matthew Perry, my man.
All the fucking friends' money, mate. He must have been having some right good cocktails.
He's had a few good fucking blowouts.
And he's an American, man. They don't even need to wait till fucking 10 o'clock to get a bevy. They can drink anytime they want.
He's been like, look, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. I'm still working through it personally. But the best thing about me is if an alcoholic or a drug addict comes up to me and says, will you help me? I will always say, yes, I know how to do that. I will do that for you, even if I can't always do it myself. So I do that whenever I can, in groups or one-on-one. When I die, I know people will talk about friends. And I'm glad of that. Happy I've done some solid work as an actor, as well as giving people multiple chances to make fun of my struggles on the World Wide Web. But when I die, as far as my so-called accomplishments go, it would be nice if friends were listed far behind the things I did to try and help other people. I know it won't happen, but it would be nice. Matthew Langford Perry, August 19, 1969 to October 28, 2023. God bless you, bro. God bless you. But that's quite powerful.
Oh, again, I mean,
if you just read that and he was still alive, you wouldn't get a second look, really.
No.
Because the man's dead.
These things do seem to have more...
It resonates.
More substance, Mal, when the person in question is sadly no longer with us, you know.
But if anybody who has had success... And sometimes it's that, but I don't know what drove him to it. But how you manage success is the thing that fucking defines you, because a lot of ways that when you get that success, it's almost like the albatross on your neck. You become that guy that's known for that, or that woman that's known for that, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it really hard for you to date anything else, because you're always going to be tied to that. You know how you get, like, I always think it's cool how an actor will be, I'm just talking shite now, but an actor will do a role as a fucking tough guy, and then he'll go, right, I'm not what I do any more tough guy roles, because I don't want to be typecast.
I want to be a gentle.
I want to play a homo in a fucking mad gay movie, right?
Listen, see the last four movies? Tough guy. Is there any chance of getting like some kind of fucking spastic that dances or something? Anything, man.
Bumming some black guy somewhere.
See if you can get some kind of like fucking homo retard and sign me up.
They just like, hey, listen up. Right, what have you done? Action movie 1, 2, and 3, global hits. You're massive. You can do anything you want. Well, what is right? I know I'd be typecast. Is there any way I could fuck a midget or a handicapped guy, black, white, whatever? Maybe one of them, something like that. And then folk want to typecast me as this action actor.
No.
No, you're Jerry Butler, you're going to work action films the rest of your days.
Take the money, kid.
But what it is, right, is I don't want to be typecast. Well, no one wants you, kid. Can I know fucking...
Listen.
What are they, fucking animal or something like that?
I'll make a deal with you, right? I'll play Leonidas the Spartan King and I'll fucking give somebody a big fucking sedan headbutt right down a well. But see, after that, I'm doing a movie where I'm fucking a made-up fisherman and I'm shagging a single mother, right?
Aye.
I won.
See, the way I've always worked in my acting career, my man.
It's one for them.
It's one for him and one for me.
Aye, right. So I'll kick an Egyptian doing a well, Spartan kick right to the chest. But see, after that, I'm fucking got to save the president and then I'm going to save the prime minister and then I'm going to fucking pretend to be some fucking single mother's Wayne and I'm like, all right.
See, what I think would really work for me, right? See, if I played like a black lesbian president, I think I would really, I'd shine as an actor, but you're a man. I know, but what I'm saying is, bro,
there will come a time when I can play that role.
Aye, my man.
If Robert Downey Jr. can black up, I can play a retarded midget lesbian, right?
I want to do a role where I'm whiting up, my man. I just want to white up. I want to put white paint on my face.
I'm sick of being in makeup for 6 years, so I want to play a role where I'm a dwarf. I walk about my knees all day, and he's just filming for the waist up.
Aye, my man. It's worth for that wee bird out Inception that's doing a boy.
It says.
But that's what it is. It's like you become a victim of your own success, and then that in itself can haunt you and get you down, you know, and you feel like you can't break out or do anything that you really want to do. Like him, he's probably, but it's easy to sit, he's a multi-millionaire and he's got the time and the money to help folk, and that's commendable.
But Mal, you will know yourself as a multi-millionaire that you will have your own struggles to go through.
Aye, I know, but sometimes, you know, helping others is a way to mask and feel better about your own troubles, innit? And I can actually
maybe there's also an element of that if you put your time and effort into helping other people dealing with addiction, you don't actually have to address your own issues. See what I mean?
Aye, probably. I mean, you've seen interviews with him and all that, he's slurring his words, obviously with medication and pain. I don't know, man.
It's a horrible thing, man. See, alcohol and drugs, it's a horrible thing, man.
I got some of the memes in that straight away, I was getting the memes, because you know I'm quite behind with the news and all that. I was getting the memes and going, what the fuck's going on? And then it was through the memes coming that I went, he must have died. Right. And I fucking Googled it and I was like, holy fuck. And then I was kind of like, I never really actually laughed at any of the memes because you kind of watched them be an addict and struggle with addiction.
Aye. But then that's just standard of being a famous person, you know. If a famous person dies, they're going to get that. They're going to get the piss taken out of them. That's sadly the world we live in, my lord.
Because they've given themselves to the public realm.
They've handed themselves over, you know, for what? Well, you know, a pound of flesh, you know. Fucking disgusting. But we probably should actually start wrapping this one up.
Let's wrap up. I mean, just to wrap up and bring it back to a wee cheery note. Imagine if death, you know, and I mean, I kind of hang on to this, that death isn't the end.
Well, you're going fucking to a Japanese underground as a mushroom, aren't you? You're a weirdo.
Mate, I'm fixing it right here. And I'll tell you, here's another thing I was thinking the other day there.
What?
The big fucking wipe is, I'll say it right, but this is what's coming to the end, folks. Wait,
you're bringing this back to your shites again, aren't you? This is going full circle.
The big wipe's coming. Here's a new theory I've got, right?
Love it. Talk to me.
Now, see, slowly, as all the people who remember the world wars are dying off, and that generation's dying off,
yep,
to the point where there isn't really any direct connection to previous wars and atrocities.
Atrocities. Right? Atrocities.
Atrocity. Is that an Italian cake?
He's a Greek god, mate.
Atrocities.
Atrocities
harmonicas, right? As soon as there's no any connection to the past atrocities, war, No, like more than bad stuff than that. Famine, fucking disease. But there isn't, right? There's no... Right. These folk are all dying. All that's left is people who have got a vague memory and then folk who don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
It's going to come a time when... Well, here's time for you to fucking remember. Here's another war for your fucking dinner. And then is it... Oh. Bang, another fucking war's going to happen, right? Yep. And then it's going to get rid of all the fucking snowflakes, all that bullshit, and it's going to create the hard times. No, like the fucking cycle is going on again.
Hard times create strong men, and strong men create fucking tight sphincters, and the tight sphincter creates right good gay porn.
Right good parties.
I know what you're saying, mate, but listen, keep an eye on the Middle East, man. Things could get quite hot out there.
Peace in the Middle East, bro. And there's another gang, right? Here's another thing I saw, man. Somebody was like, man, see the telly, right? See if the telly just went like that. News at 9, peace on earth. Boom. There would be peace on earth, bro. See, foreign networks went, peace enough. You know how? Because they're manifesting the fucking future of our planet, man.
But here's the thing to remember, bro, right? There's money in fear now.
Oh, Christ, there's at least 20, 40 quid in that.
Is there no, there's money in
double
fear.
Double bubble.
There's money in fear. You've been listening to the Hashtag Show. We hope that you've not tried to end yourself during this broadcast. Get your tickets for the live show. Get tickets to come and see me on tour. BigScottGibson.com. This month, Edinburgh, Oban and Glasgow. Come and see me.
Go and see it, man.
Do it. Right, let's wrap up because my bum cheeks have got to sleep again. I'm going to try and source a new saddle
for
next episode. Right, take care of yourselves. See you later. Get your live tickets for December 16th for the Classic Grand, and we'll see you on there. It's going to be great. All the best. Love you all. Take care. Bye.
Bye, driver. But it's gone far, right? I blasted my wages on the fucking GGs, my man. Right, I can't get back up the road to her. Can you sort us out with fucking a score, my man?
Godfather, here's the deal, right? Straight up, no fucking lying to you, my man. My tick building Franco's chippies, £800, gonna square up for us.
I like Franco's Godfather, what can I say?
Mate, I haven't had a chip in a while. Much as a fish supper, these two.